Yo, what is up YouTube? T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you saw in the title, we're going to be talking about the Brooklyn Nets hiring Steve Nash to be their head coach moving forward. That and more coming up soon. First, I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into the episode. I highly appreciate you watching the video. This is a people-driven channel, so it helps out a ton if you subscribe below, hit the notification bell so you see those videos, and most importantly, share this video with your friends. But all that out the way, I'm going to get into the video here. So with the Brooklyn Nets hiring Steve Nash, I want to get something out of the way at the start of this video because it's something that I've seen a lot as far as the rhetoric goes with this hiring of Steve Nash, a lot of the reaction nationally from a lot of sports analysts, commentators, whatever you want to say. A lot of people are talking about this as if it is a kind of hot button, almost race issue, that Steve Nash was hired over other head coaching candidates that are available in the NBA. And I just want to get out of the way first. This very much appears to be a coaching decision that was made by Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, not the Nets front office. Now, obviously, the Nets front office has to be on board with any coach that you're going to hire to be the head coach of their franchise. But you're not going to do that without the approval of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, the guys that you have essentially handed this franchise over to and have been very vocal leaders, not just for the team, but for that entire franchise very early in their time in Brooklyn. So it's no mystery to me why this decision was made. And it's primarily because Steve Nash and Kevin Durant have a working relationship and a friendship that goes back to Kevin Durant's time with the Golden State Warriors, because that was actually Steve Nash's time with the Golden State Warriors as well. He worked with the Warriors as a consultant since about 2015 up until the present, where obviously now he is moving on to Brooklyn for a head coaching role. So this opens up a few things that I think are positive for Steve Nash as a head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, which I will get into shortly. I also want to address someone that I think needs a little bit more attention than they've been getting. However, he has been coming up in these discussions, which is Ty Lue, a guy who was made for this job, highly qualified for this Nets job, as he was the Lakers job. And really, for Ty Lue, he's qualified for just about any head coaching job in the NBA. The only argument I think anyone could make against that is saying, is Ty Lue the guy that I want to mentor a young group of guys and teach them how to become better players? That's something we haven't seen Ty Lue do, but is it something that Ty Lue can't do? We don't know. So we would need to see that in action. But aside from that particular argument, I can't see any reason why some of these teams don't want Ty Lue as their head coach. Now, there are rumors that he is going to be signing with the Philadelphia 76ers, which I think will be an interesting opportunity for Ty Lue. I think it'll be a good fit from the perspective that Ty Lue has experience working with superstars in LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and to some extent Kevin Love. So he does have that experience. He has won championships in the past, so he would be able to hold those guys accountable in a way that other coaches may not be able to. However, this is not a video about Ty Lue and the Philadelphia 76ers. We can talk about that once that is official. We're here to talk about Steve Nash and the Brooklyn Nets. So with this Nets team, I think Steve Nash is going to be a pretty darn good fit with what they've got going on in Brooklyn right now for a few reasons. So I mentioned previously Steve Nash's time with the Golden State Warriors as a consultant, and the reason I see that as so important is, one, of course, he was spending time with guys like Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, these high caliber guys in a coaching type setting as opposed to just a player to player relationship like he's had previously with superstars. So that experience will be valuable, but what will be even more valuable is the experience working with guys like Steve Kerr and Jerry West, who have proven that they are two of the very best at what they do. Jerry West has been an absolutely immaculate executive in the NBA. Just about every team that he has touched, or even been in contact with that front office, it seems that they improve and start to do so exponentially. You look at what he's done with the Clippers in such a short time. There's no question that Jerry West is one of the best from a talent perspective and a talent evaluation, team building perspective, so on and so forth. As far as Steve Kerr goes, he has come in and shown an excellent ability to be able to intermingle with his superstars in a very unique way, where he can be kind of one of the ultimate players coaches in the NBA while still being able to hold his guys accountable to the common goals that they have and move them forward. Not only is he able to do that, he also has the experience and the NBA, the basketball IQ, to be able to back that up and truly follow through on the promises that he's making his superstars and have them be able to help them as well follow through on the promises that they need to make to him that they will be able to do to be a successful team moving forward. So I think that experience will be very valuable for Steve Nash. Now, he didn't necessarily have on the bench coaching experience watching Steve Kerr. So that may be an interesting situation. However, for a guy like Steve Nash, who's going to be in the NBA Hall of Fame, is that really a question? Because as a point guard, especially Steve Nash, as such a prolific playmaker like he was, he's a guy who's got lots of experience interacting with coaches, both in a team and individual setting. So I think while he may not have that direct experience from the coaching side of things, I think it'll be a transition that he can do fairly smoothly, although we do need to consider he does not have that direct experience, which anyone with experience can be proof to how valuable experience really is. So with that out the way, something else that I think is going to be great for Steve Nash matching with this Brooklyn Nets team is his past record of playing with other NBA superstars. You look at guys like Dirk Nowitzki, Amari Stoudemire. These were premier NBA stars to superstars in the case of Dirk. It's arguable with Amari, but for a couple years there, I would say he scratched the surface of that superstar status. So these were guys that have the ego that comes along with being a superstar player. These are the guys that have the high demands from the other players that play around them like a superstar player. And not only did Steve Nash impress in those situations, not only did he work in those situations, he was an incredible leader in those situations. He's, you know, two-time MVP, no mistake for Steve Nash. He was always the guy out there leading his team, showing them what they need to do and moving them in the right direction in a way that is pretty unique to the point guard position, being the player that is constantly on the ball for your team. Definitely takes a little bit of a different look. To that point as well, what Steve Nash, the experience that he gained out there on the court running offenses, he played under Mike D'Antoni and helped him pioneer the 7 seconds or less offense, which really gave everybody an early look at what the NBA was going to become with more spread offenses, more quick offense, higher volumes of three-point shots, and a very heliocentric style of basketball where you have one highly capable playmaker who does the overwhelming majority of your ball handling and creating, and the other players around are there to finish in predictable ways. Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni very much pioneered that when they played together, or rather when D'Antoni coached Nash, that is, obviously. So I think while Nash doesn't necessarily, you know, come from a analytical world or anything like that. I do think he's going to very easily transition into what this modern NBA is, because a lot of the looks that you're looking for on offense, the reads that you're making on offense in today's NBA are very similar to things that he was doing in that offense in Phoenix. So I think it's going to be a reasonable transition. I think there will be some time that is needed for Steve Nash to figure things out, both from a schematic perspective as well as just a head coaching perspective, commanding the respect of your guys. Now, obviously, that's going to be a lot easier when you already have the respect and friendship of Kevin Durant. When he is such good friends with Kyrie Irving, a lot of that is going to transfer over to Kyrie, and it'll be a lot easier to earn Kyrie's respect and trust as a result of that. So there will be some bumps in the road. There are going to be a couple speed bumps along the way. But overall, I think they're going to be able to figure things out from a relationship perspective. And I think that is going to help them collectively figure things out from a schematic perspective. Something else I think is going to be interesting with Nash interacting with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, who have both shown that they have a tremendous amount of sway in that Brooklyn Nets organization, is going to be seeing the way that their play style interchanges between ideas that all three of these guys have. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a rigid situation where we have this type of system and you've got to play that, or this play, we're going to give the ball to Kyrie and he's going to do that. I think it's very much going to be intermingling between these three guys. I think there's going to be plenty of film sessions, plenty of meetings that they have together, figuring out new ways that they can leverage the skills of not only Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but the rest of the players on that roster to become their best. And I think the inexperience of Nash is going to make him much more open to that process, which could actually lead to some great success long term. Obviously, they're going to have to capitalize on that to make that a reality. Now, something else I see as an interesting potential offshoot of this hiring is that there is a chance that Steve Nash will be able to teach Kyrie how to pass like a true point guard. Now, when I say that, I'm not necessarily saying that Kyrie Irving lacks the skill to pass like a true point guard. He is incredibly accurate. His ball skills are impeccable. There's no question about that. However, there is great question when it comes to Kyrie Irving's willingness to be a team player and to be an offensive engine for his team as opposed to an offensive engine for himself. Those are two totally different things, especially at that point guard position, where a slight variation in style means a drastic variation in play style for your team. Go look at the Boston Celtics from the Kyrie Irving days as an example of that, where with Kyrie Irving on the floor, a point guard who was mainly focused on scoring and playmaked as a secondary option, always secondary to scoring. Their play style was very stagnant. Guys ended up standing around. Guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Gordon Hayward ended up underutilized. Whereas when Kyrie Irving was out of the lineup, they played a style that was much more predicated on playmaking and playmaking from multiple positions on the court. And that allowed them to open up things for those other guys. Now, obviously, these are two different teams. A Nets team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is infinitely different than that Boston Celtics team with a much younger Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Two totally different situations, and we'll have to see how they play out. But I do think it's something interesting to mention nonetheless, to see if Steve Nash will be able to kind of help Kyrie see the light of what him becoming a more willing passer will do for their entire team. So I think that could be something interesting that comes from this hiring. Now, like I said, I think Nash will need some time to develop. I think things could be rough early. I think the first half of this first season is going to be some pretty tough times for them. There will be some highs and lows. But I think something that will help a lot for the Brooklyn Nets is still having Jacques Vaughn on as an assistant coach. because he has been a huge asset for this Brooklyn Nets team. He did a lot of good things as the interim head coach, especially headed into the playoffs. He unlocked a new level out of Caris LeVert that we have not seen before. So looking at his record as well, his resume rather, for Jacques Vaughn, he's a pretty prolific guy as far as going around the league. So he spent time coaching under Greg Popovich. He spent time with the Orlando Magic. And then he has spent about four going on 5 years now with the Brooklyn Nets. So he spent some time around the league. He has a lot more of that coaching experience, some of those things that Steve Nash is going to be lacking. So I think that's another part where the interplay between those two guys could be very powerful. Now, if you mismanage that relationship and you mismanage the face of what that relationship is to the players, it could go catastrophic in the other direction. However, with a guy like Steve Nash, who has already expressed that he is willing to learn on this job, he knows that he's brand new to this, and he knows that he's got lots of things to learn, I don't see that being an issue. So I see this being a kind of a situation where you have four guys being Steve Nash, Jacques Vaughn, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, all coming together to create their own brand new system tailor-made for this team and their talent that may end up being something very special. So we'll see. It'll take some time to develop, but this could be a great hiring for the Brooklyn Nets, and I think any Nets fan should be very happy that their team has made this move. So all that said, that's what I've got to add to this decision by the Brooklyn Nets to hire Steve Nash as their head coach. All that said, I definitely appreciate you tuning into the video. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. This is a people-driven channel, so that helps out a ton. Definitely hit that subscribe button and the notification bell if you want to be notified every time that I post a video so that you never end up missing one. But all that stuff out the way, I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.